And we're back with the March Madness of Music. This is Powerful Women's Part 2 of the first round. Matchups today are 2 versus 7, Pink and Madonna, and 3 and 6, Whitney Houston and Celine Dion. This is Victoria Miller. I'm here with Amir, Khadijah, and Josh. Guys, what do you think of the matchups today?
I think there's going to be a couple upsets.
Like who?
I definitely think Madonna and Pink, it's going to be a big upset because I think Pink might take it.
I don't really think that's a... I don't know. I think Pink should win that single-handedly. I don't really think that's an upset, but that's just me. I think Pink is a lot more powerful.
I think Madonna is going to win it all.
Madonna's going to win it all? Bold predictions all around. Well, first song is Material Girls by Madonna. That was our first song of the second matchup, Madonna's Material Girl. Amir, you say you think Pink is going to win this matchup hands down.
Yeah.
Well, did you know Madonna has been nominated for 28 Grammys and holds 11 Guinness World Records?
No, that's kind of crazy. I didn't know that, actually. I don't know what she has a Guinness World Record for, but yeah, that's weird.
Yep. Well, on the news of Madonna, we have our second song, Like a Virgin, coming up right now. And that was Madonna's Like a Virgin. That's closing out her section here on our Powerful Women's Bracket Part 2. Madonna as our second seed, going up against Pink as our seventh seed. A little later on at 2:15, we're going to be releasing the results of the Boy Bands Region show from yesterday. Mir, apparently you know some other things about Madonna too.
Yeah, Madonna has an IQ of 140, which is pretty good. Like, I wouldn't expect Madonna to have an IQ that high. She dropped out of college in 1977, and she went to New York with only $35 in her pocket. Her first top 10 hit was her hit song Borderline, and that's like a pretty big accomplishment considering like she dropped out of college and had no money and somehow managed to get really famous. And yeah,
it's pretty cool. All right, we're going to go to a short break, and when we come back, we'll be playing Pink's version. Pink's is going to start her appearance here on Knights Radio.
Hi, this is Mrs. Brennan, one of the nurses at Sterling High School, and you are listening to WS8S, Sterling High School Radio.
That was Pink's first song, Funhouse, right here on Sterling Radio. Once again, Pink is number 7 seed, going up against 2nd seed Madonna here in our Powerful Women bracket today. Many of us agree that Pink single-handedly is going to take down Madonna. But Josh, you disagree. Any particular reason why?
I just think Madonna's a more powerful woman than Pink, but then again, Pink did earn a power rank of 27 for Forbes' top 100 celebrities.
It is hard to beat that. Alright, up next is Pink's song Perfect, right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my
silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood, miss no.
Try, but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Pink is a strong woman.
Yeah, can you believe she fought against KFC for slaughtering chickens? Like, that's insane.
What else would they feed America?
You have to be a really strong, have a really strong personality to go against a big corporation like that for slaughtering chickens.
And a lot of money.
Well, yeah. It is Pink. She is sort of like...
crazy.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
All right. We're going to start up our second matchup, Whitney Houston versus Celine Dion, and shortly we will be releasing the results of the Boy Band Region's show from last night. Right now we have Whitney Houston's I Look to You starting right now.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you, I look to you.
after all my strength is gone. In you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken lets my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
That was Whitney Houston's "Right, I Look to You" right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. And right now, it is time to release the results from yesterday's boy band region. In the first matchup, NSYNC versus Big Time Rush. NSYNC came out on top with 65% of the vote, with Big Time Rush getting only 35%. The second matchup, 4th seed One Direction and 5th seed Jonas Brothers. Jonas Brothers upset One Direction with 65% of the vote.
Last night in the girls' basketball game, the girls lost with a score of 58-55, but they went into overtime. It was a great game.
Yeah, the girls really tried their best. And it was unfortunate that they couldn't come out on top, but they tried their hardest, and it was a really good effort, and they took the game into overtime, and it was just unfortunate that they couldn't finish out the game.
All right. Up next on Sterling Radio, we have Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You."
Should
could stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And that was Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Did you know that Whitney Houston, she was born in New Jersey, so she was born like right in our backyard. That's crazy. And she was also the third born and the youngest child in her family, so she was the baby, so she was really spoiled, and that's why I guess that's some of her motivation, because she was used to getting what she wanted. And she's so beautiful, and she was a fashion model too.
Wow, like all around talent. Whitney Houston.
She was also, before all of that, she in her early career, she used to act a lot. And she was, and played in a ton of movies. Well, not really a ton, but she played in quite a handful of movies. And she was also on TV a little bit, besides like all the commercials and stuff when she got famous. She denied a spot on the Cosby Show as Sandra Huxtable because she wanted to, she figured out what she wanted to do, and she wanted to be a singer and pursue her career. So she wanted to tour, so she couldn't be on the show and tour at the same time. So she stopped acting and really got serious about her singing.
That has to take a lot of guts. Definitely something a powerful woman would do. Up next, we have Celine Dion with My Heart Will Go On, straight out of the Titanic, straight out of the movie Titanic. You're listening to Powerful Women here on WSA Just Sterling High School Radio.
Go on.
And that was Celine Dion with My Heart Will Go On. And that, and with that, we bring our Powerful Women's Part 2 to a close. With our second and seventh matchup, Madonna versus Pink, and our third and sixth matchup, Whitney Houston versus Celine Dion. Once again, we'd like to give a shout out to girls basketball in their incredible game last night versus Lower Cape May. Close game, lost in overtime.
I definitely think that it's going to be a couple upsets here.
I still think Madonna's going to win.
I'm not too sure about that, but I guess we'll have to see.
The next show, Josh.
The next show is tomorrow. The pop round two. Third seed versus sixth seed, and the second seed versus the seventh seed. It's gonna be a fun time. You guys should come around and check it out. Listen to Sterling Radio.
And with that, we are signing off. This has been Victoria, Khadijah, Josh, and Amir here with Powerful Women's Part 2.